This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
H.R. 1573, which was co-sponsored by the Financial Services Committee Chairman Baucus of Alabama, as well as Agriculture Committee Chairman Lucas of Oklahoma, and others, would maintain the current July 21st of 2011 deadlines for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and the Securities Exchange Commission to finalize rules on the definitions of swaps-related products and participants in rules on reporting and record-keeping. An amendment approved by the committee during the markup added clearing rules to that list.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Financial Services Committee on a voice vote agreed to move up the extension date to September 30 of 2012 as the deadline for all other swaps rulemaking under Title VII of Dodd-Frank. The legislation as amended passed the committee along party lines. It will now be taken up by the entire House.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Representative Frank focused his arguments in opposition to the bill on the fact that it would stop the CFTC from acting on position limits. His argument was addressed by adoption of an amendment offered by Representative Lynch of Massachusetts, which would allow the CFTC and the SEC to act on speculative position limits before the September 12th deadline. Because Republicans hold an overwhelming majority in the House, the legislation should pass, but the outlook for approval by the Democratic-controlled Senate is highly questionable.